Hi everybody, and welcome to our Next Steps video for May 2023.
Yeah, great to be here. Look, this is a solo experience. Natalie and I are doing this without Justine helping us. So if it's not the great quality you used to, that's because it was up to me to do the IT. So, but lovely to have you all here.
Wonderful. Yeah, we had a great call after our last book study groups with Gerald and David, Justine and Gerard and Bruce, and it was just great to share some of the things that have been going on in our groups. And one of the things that was shared by all of us was the deep level that we are dropping down to in the book study. Everybody is really touching something quite deep within, and there's a real recognition of just how special that is. You know, we are on holy ground as we are working together, and we, again, I know we've said this before, but we really want to thank you, for those of you who are in the book study groups, for allowing all of us to go to that place together. It's a real blessing.
Fantastic. So for those that aren't doing the study, we're doing the study, Dudley Hall's book, Orphans No More. And one of the things that is coming out very strongly is really the way he helps us understand how much God loves us.
Yeah.
He does such a remarkable job of really bringing that to life, and how that most of our experience is performance-based. So I think there's two things that are coming out at the same measure, one of which is how much we are loved by God, and the other is how much we still think like orphans, and how the orphanity is impacting has impacted and still impacts everything we think and do. Even though that's not our true nature, we are adopted as sons and daughters of the living God, our minds and our actions are still that of an orphan. And so we spoke a lot about that concept of equipoise. I know Dennis talks about that, the ability to walk on two legs. One of our legs is what Jesus says about us and our adopted nature as sons and daughters, and all those riches of divine grace and everything God says about us. We must get into the Word and understand what the Word says about us. The other side is we've got a fallen nature. And Dudley calls it an orphan nature, but it's an orphanity. It's a fallen nature, and that nature needs to be put away. It can't be made better. It needs to be put away. And I know Dudley does a great job of that in chapter 10 or 11. So we'll come back to that. But really, those are the themes that are really coming out to us in this first, not this first study, but in this continuation of the study.
So one of our family's favourite sayings and truths is, not everything I think and not everything I feel is true. And that belief really goes along well with this study and what we're doing, because in our orphanity, in our fallen nature, we seem to elevate our thoughts and our emotions to the place of God. We really do. I was thinking it the other day when we were preparing for this video. You know, really what we do with our thoughts and what we do with our emotions is we put them in a place where they become the supreme thing that we trust in our life. And the only person we can trust in our life is God and what God says about us fully. And we can only actually trust each other to the extent of what we see others being obedient to the will, way, and word of God. So to think that we can trust our emotions or our thoughts,
or our logic,
or our logic or our reason before we trust God and before we go to God is a really big assumption that leads many of us to a very bad place. I know I share this with our kids, and I was sharing this actually with Trish in our fellowship group a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, my early 20s and really probably some of my 30s as well, were I was racked with my emotions and being, I don't know, like under the persecutions of what I thought and what I felt. And I had to work really, really hard to put my trust in my emotions and my thoughts and the leading of my emotions and my thoughts to death. Yeah, I really did. I had to mortify them. They had to be crucified because they were destroying our marriage. They were destroying our family. They were destroying me. It was a real spiritual stronghold, how much I depended on what I thought and what I felt. Yeah. And
yeah, I think for me, probably wasn't feelings, it was thinking.
Mm.
Being an engineer, trained problem solver, I could lay out problems.
Mm. Strategically.
Strategically and logically and come up with logical decisions. But they were logical decisions from an orphan.
Mm.
So they weren't the right decisions. Mm. Because the right decision is to follow what the Holy Spirit says to do.
Mm.
And sometimes logic won't make sense. A lot of times when we were newly married, you know, there was lots of things where we just logically could not afford to do what it is we really thought the Holy Spirit said we should do. And certainly that was fortunately one of the things that I was able to get through the quickest. And when we were given the opportunity to go to conferences, logically there was no way we could make that happen.
Yeah.
But we decided in faith we are always going to go.
Yeah.
And we always had what we needed, which is what Matthew 6:33 says. Mm. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things are added to you.
Mm.
That doesn't mean that we didn't save, we didn't have a plan, that we weren't structured, but we didn't make our decision
in fear.
In fear. Mm. We made it in faith, knowing that if we were doing what he was supposed to do, somehow the gap would be closed.
Yeah.
So for me, it was my reliance on my logic and my reason.
And for me, it was, you know, my orphanity came out in my emotions and then how I thought in light of what my emotions were dictating to me. And, you know, that's been something we've had to work through with all of our kids and everybody we've worked with. And I think if we can really sit back and really take note and stock of what the Lord is saying to us about this orphanity in us, we'll find that most of us will be either being dictated to from our emotions or dictated to from our sense of logic and reason. And that has the greatest impact in keeping us separated from God. And I guess our biggest encouragement to you would be to really sit and ask the Lord that question. Where are my emotions out of place?
Where are my thoughts in scarcity?
Mm.
We know a lot of people on the call, they've got kids in school, and it's so easy to be anxious about if they get a good grade or if they get into a good college and there's an anxiety that comes over that.
Mm.
Yeah. But that's not what the Bible says.
No.
It really isn't. And that anxiousness is because we think that we're by ourselves.
Mm, we're orphans.
We're orphans.
We act like orphans. We live like orphans. We make decisions like orphans.
Our Father holds the whole world together in his speech.
Mm.
He can change anything at any moment.
Mm.
And we shouldn't live anxious.
Mm.
When Jesus was confronted with 5,000 people, he didn't panic about how he was going to pay for dinner that night.
Mm.
He was in faith and he didn't walk around anxious about what he was going to do.
Mm.
He walked around knowing that he had a Father that could provide. So I think the other great thing I got from this group of chapters was the saying that Dudley had, we need to learn to live loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had that wonderful saying, it's maybe not exactly right, but he sort of said, I'm not loved because I'm valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually valuable because I am loved. Mm-hmm. And that's easier to say, but that's quite a mind shift, isn't it?
It is. And you'll know when that has shifted in you because everything will change in your life.
Everything
changes. And, you know, seeing, I think one of the greatest blessings of being a parent is when you can actually see that drop down into your children and they actually are in that place where they believe their value comes from being loved. And everything changes in their life. You know, they stop striving. They stop being defensive. They stop arguing.
They stop justifying.
They stop justifying, you know, all those things that are attached to our orphanity. And, I mean, it's just a relief. You know, I look back on that, those early 2 decades of being a believer for myself, and I think I wouldn't want to go back to that place for anything, because the angst and the pain and the exhaustion that comes from believing the only way you can be loved is if you are something of value, if you do something valuable.
Yeah.
And the ability to be able to sit down on the inside when you know that your value comes from being loved by the creator of the universe. It's
fantastic.
It's an awesome thing.
So Dudley gives us 3 points on how to live life as a loved person.
Mm.
First, we've got to embrace the discipline of Christ. Now, one of the things that is clear is the struggles and tests we have normally reveal our orphan spirit.
Yeah.
Whether it's a health issue, whether it's a finance issue, whether it's a relational issue, they always reveal, do we really live as a loved son and daughter, or are we a bit of an orphan? We need to embrace that his discipline helps us see the difference. And that's his plan. He wants us to reveal, he wants us to get to the end of ourself, not because he wants to laugh, but because he wants to say, see, that's what you can't do it without me. And he wants to be there for you. The second is we need to believe what the Bible says. And I think that's your point from before. It isn't about what we think about ourselves. It's actually what the Bible and Jesus says about us. And we actually need to anchor our lives on that.
And the third point is that we must expect the Holy Spirit. We must expect the Holy Spirit to
work
this into our life, to turn up, to answer when we call out to him, to be there with us. And you know, Bruce said something really profound in our call, and it was, you know, it's not about the big moments of walking with the Holy Spirit, but it's about how do we call him into every second of every minute of every day. And, you know, how much of our day can go by where we haven't even acknowledged the Holy Spirit, where we've just walked in our own strength, where we all, our own failure, our own weakness. And we've got to raise that consciousness that he is with us every minute of, you know, every second of every minute of every hour of every day, and knowing that he will be there with us. Yes. And he will work out transformation in us when we are humbled, submitted, and teachable.
I loved how Dudley said in his book, the good news is God loves the orphan.
Oh, so thank you, Father.
Even in our orphanity, even in our struggle to accept, he loves us. He just wants us to get it.
Yeah.
Just like as Natalie was saying, as parents, we want our children to understand it's not about what they do that brings them the value. Well, that's what our Father wants. And that's really tough. That's really tough.
And he does, thank God. You know, last week I had this really day that wasn't going well. And it mostly wasn't going well because I just was not conscious of being in the presence of the Lord. And, you know, I went back and reread my notes and reread that part in the book, just that very part. You know, he loves us despite the fact we're orphans. And
we think we're orphans.
We think we're orphans. And amen. And hallelujah that he does. We're all so blessed by that fact. Yeah.
Wonderful. And the final point, and there's just so many, we could spend hours and hours, and we have spent hours as a family talking about these chapters, but how Dudley highlights Ephesians 4:17-24.
Yeah.
And he highlights the habits that we need to create of putting off our old self. This orphanity, we need to not try and make it in, we need to put it off. We need to confess it. We need to say, Lord, I'm anxious at the moment, and that must be because I'm an orphan, so please forgive me. We need to constantly be putting it off. The second in that set of verses is we need to renew our mind. And we've talked about that, Romans 12 as well, renewing our mind. Mm-hmm. Not renewing our mind in new things to think, but renewing our mind in, well, what does the Bible say? Mm-hmm. What is the truth? Because that's the only truth that I can count on.
Mm-hmm.
Renewing our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final is to put on our new self. Walk as sons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what Dudley said so well is we need to do those three steps.
Yeah.
So many times, mm-hmm. over and over again, until it becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember way back, Dennis would say, practice makes permanent. So yeah. These three steps.
Yes.
So if we are feeling anxious or worried,
mm-hmm.
that's the sign of our humanity. That's what we need to confess. Don't try to bury it. Don't say, well, I don't feel like that. Of course we're going to feel anxious. If someone's sick in the family or there's a lot of pressure or you lose your job, it's normal to feel anxious.
Mm-hmm.
But
don't stay in that. Don't let those thoughts and emotions dictate and rule your next decision, your next action, your next thought.
No.
Yeah.
Go straight to, I feel this.
Mm-hmm.
But what does the Bible say?
Mm.
What does he say about me?
Yeah, Lord, please help me. I'm sorry I'm feeling anxious. I'm sorry I'm out of step with you here. Will you please just be with me? Will you allow me to come into what you're doing here?
Because
you're in the middle of it, yeah.
I love what Bruce said in his last article.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Bruce said, God is not close to our current situation, he's in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So whatever's going on, God is in the middle of
it. He's in the middle, yeah.
And then we need to walk this out, and then we need to practice walking this out. Now, it sounds easy, 1, 2, 3. You might need to do that 4 or 5 times an hour, depending on what's going on. We've had to. We still do. So if you've got so much pressure, it's not the fact that you're not going to feel like an orphan. Your brain is going to take you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's about capturing it and saying, that isn't who God created me to be, and I'm going to put that aside and I'm going to meditate on what he says and I'm going to walk differently.
Yeah.
And that's really what we want to encourage you with you today, and we can only do that in community.
Yeah.
So we just love you. Can't wait to see you in a couple of months.
Yeah, it will be fabulous. We're on very much a countdown now to the conference in Brisbane in June. We really look forward to seeing you. If you aren't coming,
or if you haven't decided yet,
pray, seek the counsel of those who love you and who pray for you, and know that you'll be missed if you don't come, but it's still not too late to make that decision to come. And just know that there's a whole bunch of people from all around the world who will be ready to embrace you and love on you in June. But for now, we love you. You are in our prayers, and God be with you.
Yeah, God bless.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.